Welcome to Agayutut. Today's show, we're going to talk about how we go through our day. What kind of attitude do we carry with us? Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to another show called Agayutut.
Agayutut.
Yeah, she does a better job than I do. This is a show about healthy ways of living, and we're going to give a recap on last week's show and then connect it to this week's show. I'm Diane McGachran, and with me is
Esther Green Yuchtun Nukachluk.
And my Yupik name is Ala. So last week on our show, Esther, we talked about how to begin our day. And we talked about some real basic things about waking up and taking a moment to center yourself. And say real quick, what was it that you do, one of the first things you do when you get up in the morning?
Open the curtain, welcome the day before I leave my bedroom. I fix my bed.
Yes. Because we don't leave those blankets all torn, all bundled up because things hide in those corners, right? So we want a smooth bed for a smooth day. All right. So when we start our day and we greet the day, today's show is going to be how we move through the day. What kind of attitude, yuchin, do we carry as we go into the day? So I guess we'll begin with something I've heard a lot of times, and maybe you can talk more about it, about how it is that people will see you as you move through the day. Do you want to say a little more about that, Esther?
Yeah, people will see you. People will notice what you're doing. And people know who you are and what you do.
Kind of how you...
Here and there.
How you carry yourself.
How I carry myself throughout the day.
You know, I got a piece of advice one time when I was in the Peace Corps that reminds me of what you're saying, actually. I was in the remote villages in the Philippines in the mountains. And I lived with the Iboloy people. And in that tribe, they have a similar idea about observing people and how people are. So my advice, my trainer gave me the advice, when you go to that village, when you're new to that village, just walk around, look around at things, let people observe you. Don't go and ask people a lot of questions and impose on them. Instead, let them observe you in action. Go and wash your clothes in the river like everyone, and that's what we did. We washed our clothes at the river. Go and collect water. Just do basic things so that people can watch how you are, how you carry yourself, and let them come to know you that way. That's interesting,
yeah.
That's how. So the other thing that we've talked about with this is how you carry into the day an attitude of openness, that everything that happens in the day is an opportunity. So you want to talk a little bit about what we mean by that, how everything that happens is an opportunity, and how we need to be about ourselves as we go through the day. What are your thoughts on that?
I'd rather let people see me in a good way. That's how everybody thinks. That's common. And I'd rather, to those people that come to me, I could share my attitude. Like, for example, invite them to eat with me. Ask me if they want something, like coffee or tea. You know, or if I know that person pretty well, I could say, are you interested in manaking or berry picking or whatnot? And then just...
You even smile when you list those because...
Yes.
they make you very happy, I know. That's nice. And I think... what makes that easier is when we're connected to ourselves, right? We're connected to who we are, where we come from, and we have a lot. We carry that self-awareness, and that reminds me of how you gave me some advice one time, because I had found out that I have severe osteoarthritis in both my knees, like very severe. And you heard me say to somebody how I have osteoarthritis in my knees. And your advice was change that around and say it like this. My doctor said I have this in my knees, instead of me owning it, saying I have it. Instead, I say the doctor says I have it. And in that way, it... So tell me more about why you gave me that advice. Because that was a good... That changed my attitude.
Yeah. By saying, doctor told me, that saying does not come from you. Mm-hmm. That word was given to you by someone else. Because it's not... The words are not yours. And that's a way of fighting back. Disowning.
Right.
Yes.
And that did help my attitude a lot, because it gave me a little bit of peace of mind, actually. So I thank you for when you gave me that advice. And so it made my attitude more like, okay, the doctor said that, so what can I do about it? And I came up with all these different things I can do about it. And I didn't get caught up in my disappointment or the pain of it. I just started thinking in a different way. So that helped my attitude. So sometimes just simple adjustments in how we talk can be very helpful. And what can you say more about being self-aware, having self-awareness as we go through the day, and why that's important?
Yes. For my own, it goes all the way back to when I was growing up. My mom used to tell me to watch myself and be kind to others just as much as I'm kind to myself.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think before I say anything. That's part of being awareness for self. But before you say something, if it's going to be harmful, don't say it at all. If it's going to make someone happy with what you have to say, say it. Encouragement or a compliment, you know, those kind of things. Those, because I can only control myself, not no one else.
Right. So it's helpful to have an attitude that's flavored with the things that your mother told you. You know, kindness, being yourself, thinking before you speak, being careful about your words.
Before you do anything, stop and think, is this a good idea or a bad idea? You know, you are your own detective, and all these things, they're there with you to protect you.
When you say all these things, do you mean like your thoughts and feelings that are all going on all the time inside of you? Yeah, and we have to be careful with our thoughts, like you say, not just in speaking about them, but being careful that our thoughts don't lead us in a direction that's painful.
Yeah.
Okay. In future shows, we're going to talk more about thoughts and how we handle our thoughts and what are some traditional ideas about thoughts. So we were talking a little bit about having self-awareness as you go through the day. And another kind of awareness from yourself, you move out and you begin to have more awareness of the world around you. And you can, and every day you can work on this awareness of yourself and of the world around you. And I just thought maybe you could give an example, a small example of how you yourself try to stay aware of everything around you.
Yeah, respect comes in. Yeah, so being aware of everything around me, because I've already trained myself to do this, and I have trained my mind to do that. In the beginning, it was really hard, because I go off of it in and out, in and out. But as I try to do it every day, to be on a positive side of everything, before I know it, sometimes it's already there and my mind got used to it, and
comes naturally?
It comes naturally, mm-hmm. and it takes practice. You know, things don't come to us mm-hmm. and be ready and okay overnight. It's got to take time. Mm-hmm. Everything takes time.
And every day as we go through the day, we have opportunities to practice.
Yes.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a cab driver does something you don't like. That's an opportunity to practice. Some of those values mm-hmm. you said in the beginning, how can I still maintain kindness? How can I be careful with my words?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah.
One thing I always appreciate in what you're saying, especially about respect and being aware of the world around you, is I notice that you're very observant about any kind of plants that you see, even a plant that might be in a ditch and it's not in a beautiful field, but I've seen you still go over to that plant if it's something that you're interested in, like chamomile. Or can you say a little bit about that, about how you've kept your respect for the world around you, even if it's in town, and the kind of plants that you observe?
You know, I always base that on myself, because, you know, everybody, living human being, don't like to be ugly, or sometimes people don't like to be ignored.
And you connect that to plants,
yeah.
too, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Because I know from what I've learned in the past that even grass, trees, plants of anything, even poisonous plants, you know, they have feelings,
mm-hmm.
just like I do. So I'm always aware of that with respect mm-hmm. to them.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I truly believe I came from the ground. That,
yeah.
And somebody wipe on me.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that.
Mm.
So with respect, I have to find ways how I just don't wipe my filthy hands onto the live ground.
Oh, you're talking about you wouldn't like it if somebody came and wiped their dirty hands on your mm-hmm. jacket to clean themselves, and you're connecting that to wiping.
Yes. Oh.
Yes. Where would you wipe your hands?
If there's no rags or anything to wipe my hands, mm-hmm. filthy hands. If I chose to use a plant mm-hmm. from the ground, mm-hmm. I'll have to kill it first.
Oh, so it won't feel it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. kill it first. Now, when you're dead, you have no feelings.
Now See? You can use it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, kill whatever from down there while it's standing there and smiling at you and dancing in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go over and wipe mm-hmm. on it.
Mm-hmm.
Before you do that, you kill it, take it, and uh-huh. take care of that, even though it's a bunch of something mm-hmm. from the ground.
Yeah.
Put it in a container. Don't just leave it there to step on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a great attitude, I think, to have for the natural world. That's probably what helped.
Yeah.
That close connection. And I guess the word I'm thinking of is empathy. Mm-hmm. Having empathy for the natural world, which humans are a part of, too. You know, it's interesting when they test our DNA. Mm-hmm. Our DNA has a lot in common with trees.
Oh.
Isn't that wild? It's very curious. Okay, so we started with a little bit of self-awareness about our own selves and some values that we have an opportunity all day long to practice these values
mm-hmm.
that we were taught by our parents, our grandparents, even deeper than that, our ancestors, or spirituality values that we have. Mm-hmm. And we're given opportunities all day long to practice, like you mm-hmm. were saying, and having an awareness of the world around us and having empathy mm-hmm. for all living things is powerful.
Yeah.
So we can move now into this idea of being able to be open, having an attitude of openness to anything that happens, good or bad, through the day. How would you talk about that? This idea of being open and not trying too hard to have everything be perfect, or trying too hard to be happy all day long, or trying, but to just relax and be more open to
it's
what
it's just like, I'm happy at this moment. Now, I don't expect that I'll be happy for the rest of my life. No. Mm-hmm. If I think that way, I'm happy now, I won't be sad anymore, I'll be happy for the rest of my life. And then when something happens that's very uncomfortable and drastic and mean and things like that, then I'm so disappointed. I go down the drain.
Yeah. So are there ways sometimes we try to hang on really, really hard to good things? We hang on, or happiness. We hang on so hard that we cause our own suffering later?
We have to think, whatever situation we are in, we have to know this. Whatever situation or condition we're in, we will not be like that forever. Because as the time rolls, things change.
Mm-hmm.
Things change for good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
If we have understanding of that, it sure really helps you.
When I'm listening to you talk like that, there's something about it that's relaxing, because it means you don't have to grab onto something and then work really hard to hold it.
Uh-huh.
You can just relax and know that this good will come, and then uncomfortable things will come, but they're going to pass too.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think sometimes that people, they try to hang on to the good, but sometimes they also try to hang on to the bad and they don't let it go, right?
Yeah. Yes. Because in my mind, there should be a way how I can fix it.
Yes. And you hang on to it until you can fix it. You could hang on for about 5 years to something, couldn't you? Yeah. You could hang on your whole
forever,
life.
Sometimes.
And do we hang on sometimes to the past that way, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so true. I'm imagining if we were sitting by the river and things are floating down the river. If the river was like life, something beautiful floats by. And we want to reach out and grab that beautiful thing and hold it. Maybe it's a happy feeling. And if we do, we may fall in and start struggling in the water. So we have to just appreciate it for now, enjoy it, but know that it passes. And then if a big log jam is coming, I don't want to grab onto that either, because that could be a problem. And so that's part of the thing, is just knowing that, in a way, it's like having faith.
Yeah. Things change.
Things always change.
They don't stay as they are.
Right. But boy, when you're going through a hard time, it sure feels like forever, doesn't it? Like it's going to be like this always. It's really hard. I was wondering if at this point, if anything we've been talking about, if you want to express it in Yupik, how would you like to do that a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. Doilu, Huanguda, Yukunun, Kokos Kumayu, Lachtukutaguam, Kin Kokuluta, Asi Kokuluta, Biscum Makluta, Kaisun Bichulacht put Nita Kamtki was Jakat Gut, Yop Jack Nafduk, Dorton Piumi Jack Namta, Tamakutuam Dailachtut, Tamakut Dorton Pingata, Yumusakanga, Kimakwatan Piuito. Yumusakanga Koyakchikaka Doisu Kilukuluku Nrushut Ksukuluku was Yukashut Ksukuluku Doi Chikak Sukuluku Nhsumni was Apsuku Malikjuakpungaka Malagasumni was Luka Ikfasumni was Luka Jatpakjasumki Chikunayakuluku Pukungataja Dodin Aspinuk. As a gluten jar was gun, Morris Gorluku, Mulungak Suta, Kitum Gyukumk, Aknir Nritzkarput,
Okay, good. The other thing I was thinking about is some things that you've said about the universe. And do you want to say something about that, about as you move through the day to look beyond yourself and to the amazing universe that we all live within?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to say something about that?
Yeah. Kiuna yuskok inruni luku torchali savut manatukput inrusinukchali umyuksuta chaluta yuskumunaya gakamta karut lagakut natliksuta ya gakamta ulukchaga lagakut kwankuta spukluku tahukun tankhtiganaku unahwani anukunguk. So when you go up to the tundra or something with something that's bugging you, that you're depressed with or something, when you go out, the universe is always, always ready to massage you, to make you feel better.
Uh-huh.
You cannot see it, but you can feel it, and this is the wind.
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And when the sun comes up, it's warm. Katu wakalukulu apnirneyon, and the sun is hot packing wherever the pain is. Yeah, watn magut yachtkut knakliniut. Kailikluni lukina yuskumun nunamun taglaynagskili. And when you have a sore muscles, sore body, aching bones, the land, the ground, wherever you're standing on the tundra, is half its arms spread out and ready to receive you, to massage your body, mm-hmm. so you could feel better.
Wow.
That's
I feel better just hearing that.
Yeah, that's
and I'm sitting in a chair. Yeah, that's a beautiful kind of spirit to have.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be every day. Every day we can have that experience or have that awareness,
uh-huh.
to give us a little bit of peace of mind, a little reassurance to get through our day.
Universe is always encouraging us. You're not alone. We're with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All you have to do is think ways how you can use us for the betterment of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that sounds really nice. I like to think about that, which I didn't used to think about till I came out here.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to think about that when I go on the walks I go on.
You know, even at nighttime, the moon is out, you know, the sun went somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun just didn't leave us with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves us with stars, mm-hmm. and the moon.
Yes.
And the moon and the star, they're looking down at us. We're here so that you could have rest,
mm.
while it's time to rest. And to know that we're watching over you.
Mm-hmm.
It's universe.
Mm.
Power of universe.
Powerful. Yeah. It's hard to even get your mind. It's so huge and kind of mysterious.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, our Creator put all these so that we could use them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just around us for nothing. Mm-hmm. Although sometimes too much rain and too much cloudy, cold weather, sometimes we nag and complain. But universe never give up on us.
That's true.
Even we moan and groan.
The sun always comes back.
Yeah.
Even if it may not really want to come back to us, it does come back to us.
I don't think it ever think, I really don't want to come back. No.
Oh, no. That's true.
They don't have that kind of attitude.
No. That's true. So our attitude can really make our days really interesting.
Yes, yes.
Because with a good attitude, you can see more.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you can be impacted by more things, right? Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Bible, it says there's a reason for everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for every season. You know, there's a reason for new time.
Mm-hmm. So we started by reviewing last show, which was how to greet the day, mm-hmm. how to welcome the day yeah. into our lives and how to be ready for that day. And then today we've talked about ways of being prepared for the day, mm-hmm. our values, our attitude, being open to what the day might have, carrying that empathy, that ability to put ourselves in somebody else's shoes, but also to put ourselves in the place of even a plant.
Mm-hmm.
To have a feeling for that and the understanding that we're all connected,
mm-hmm.
all of us.
Yes.
And then that kind of special idea that the universe is always, as you say, always, always, always ready to massage us. I just think that's really fun to think about, very kind of peaceful. And then the idea going through the day of understanding that everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't
yeah.
get a grip on, you can't hold on too hard to every feeling you have or every thought you have because it can end up being a trap in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah. So we welcome everyone who chose to listen to the show today. Thank you so much. And we'll be back next month.
Until next Igayut.
Igayut.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Igayutit, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.